This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Brian Baldinger, NFL Network analyst. You can follow him on Twitter at BaldyNFL. First 5 episodes of Film Session going to air on NFL Network Saturdays, 8 o'clock, beginning June 6th. Baldy, good morning. How is everything?
Everything's good, Colin. Chris, good to be with you guys. Getting excited about, you know, the debut here of Film Sessions. It was, not always can you kind of give a network an idea and kind of nurture it and really, you know, put your sweat and blood into it, and then all of a sudden it becomes, you know, a national TV show. So I'm pretty excited about the debut on Saturday night with Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, it's awesome. It very seldom do the bosses listen to you as opposed to you listening to the bosses.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You get it. It's not happened in this case.
Now, on June 27th, I know we're going to watch all these episodes.
Yeah.
There's one with Minkah Fitzpatrick I'm really intrigued about, because we've talked before last year, right after the Steelers signed him, and you were saying there's different ways to kind of quantify how much better he's made the Steelers' defense. But whenever they went to that 335, Brian, he is the exact kind of player that had to make everything go. It really is fantastic watching him operate.
Doesn't he look good in a Steeler uniform? I mean, he just I talked to him about it. I mean, you know, he's on a plane. You know, he gets traded on a Tuesday. He's on a plane to San Francisco on a Saturday. You know, he's knocking the ball loose and intercepting passes. As soon as he gets on the field, he barely knew everybody's name in the huddle. But you could just tell. I mean, when you sit and talk to Minkah Fitzpatrick, there is just, first of all, there's a real elegance to the kid. To the man. And then, you know, he's just an instinctive, natural player. Now, Troy Polamalu is going into a Hall of Fame this year. And, you know, I mean, he was as good a safety as we've ever seen. And I'm not saying he's going to be Troy Polamalu, but he reminds me of that type of player. He's just instinctive. He knows where to go. He takes chances. Got ball skills. And, you know, there was a period last year, late in the year, obviously the defense was carrying him all season. But they went to 7 defensive backs on third down. And, you know, I mean, they took Devin Bush off the field, took linebackers off the field, and they played with 7 DBs. And I kind of feel like that's where the NFL is going. Get as many instinctive playmakers, as much speed on the field as possible, and then let your front four go get after the quarterback and let everybody else kind of clean up the mess that gets caused.
Baldy, you used the word instinctive a couple times there in regards to Minkah, and we definitely saw that in the first few weeks after he came over. And then later in the year, it felt like, I don't know if he was getting caught up in the terminology or getting caught up in maybe reacting a little bit rather than acting more instinctively, but he definitely mentioned that over the offseason, he's interested in marrying his instincts with really a knee-deep knowledge of the system and exactly where everybody is supposed to be. Do you think... Obviously, it's going to lend itself to him being better, marrying those instincts with the knowledge of the defense and expanded knowledge of the defense. Do you think that'll lend itself to him being more involved near the line of scrimmage than we saw last year?
Well, I think there's just, you know, understanding and knowledge, you know, is power. And so I think, you know, a deeper understanding of everything from the philosophy to, you know, can you put the whole playbook in now? He probably couldn't do that to start. That's why he's kind of riding on his instincts. I think that you'll see a more complete player. Then, you know, he's got to get used to playing with a lot of different players. I mean, I don't think it clicked right away between Troy Polamalu and Ryan Clark. But obviously those two had a great feel for each other. And one was really kind of covering the back end while the other one was just able to just kind of pick his spots and what to do. And I think that's kind of, I think, what can happen with Minka, because the instincts are clearly there. And then, you know, how you fit those into the scheme, you know, so that you're not out of position and you're not putting other people, you know, at risk. And so I think that, you know, the off season is really, really important here to really understanding the playbook and probably, you know, adding to the defense in what he can do and the athletic ability and his ability to cover and matchups that he can create. You know, I think he can only get better, I think, from here.
Brian Baldinger joining us here, Fan Morning Show. There's also an episode, and be sure to check it out, Film Session, third season now on NFL Network. Also, Cam Hayward joins you.
Yeah.
Now, you know, for the early part of his career, he was that prototypical five technique, kind of in a 34 that the Steelers run. But they gave a little bit more of a four-man front look a couple times. Brian, is he a guy that's so good that enough people don't pay attention to him, I don't think, around the league, how good he is? But his versatility to slide inside in four-man fronts, you don't see that every day, that hybrid nature of a guy along the front.
Man, I think he was the first player in film sessions that Kurt Warner and myself did. And Kurt had never done it before. And he was like, wow, Baldy, this is what it's going to be like, man. I can't wait for the next guy. I mean, he was just, you know, he's the adult in the room. But I think he's playing his best football. I don't know if Cam is 30 or 31 now, but I thought he played his best football last year. I thought Javon Hargrave, I mean, it's going to be a bad loss, but I thought he really stepped up last year. They're going to get to it back. You know, I just think that, yes, to answer your question, he's a complete hybrid. And he knows how to beat guards. He knows how to beat the centers. He knows how to beat double teams. You know, he's got tremendous size and power. That's a good combination inside. And so, look, they led the league in sacks. I mean, he was a big part of it. They led the league in takeaways. He was a big part of it. You know, it has a chance, and it's starting to look very much like a championship defense should look. And I think Pittsburgh knows what that's supposed to look like. But the pieces are there, you know, to go get after another championship, because if you can lead the league in sacks and takeaways, you know, You get the offense fixed and you get Ben back, you know, you've got a team that can compete again.
Brian Baldinger of NFL Network with us here on the Fan Morning Show. You talked about Cam Hayward, and you mentioned Javon Hargrave as a part of that, Baldy. They didn't replace him personnel-wise. They didn't go out and get another nose, but there's also been the point that's been made by many, including us here on this show, that they didn't necessarily play the kind of defense with a prototypical nose tackle in it, even with Hargrave around a lot last year. So how do they, if they're not going to replace the personnel of Javon Hargrave, how do they replace the systems and schemes, or what players do they use in the systems and schemes that still call for a nose?
Well, I mean, look, there's still a base 3-4 defense that calls for a nose tackle. I mean, Tyson Alualu or Chris Wormley, or, you know, I mean, they can get guys when they want to get to that. But most teams in this league, including the Steelers, are a nickel team. I mean, you're going to be in a four-man front. You can play two defensive tackles. You're going to play the guys on the outside, Bud Dupree and TJ on the outside. And, you know, that's kind of your base right there. And then you got to run a team out of that. You know, I don't know if it's the Ravens, and not necessarily what you want to do against the Ravens because of Lamar's ability to take off. But, you know, teams that can run the ball really well, maybe Cleveland will be a little bit more committed to the run this year. Maybe you line up in your base to kind of take that away on first down or second down. But eventually you're going to get to your nickel front. You're going to play with two defensive tackles. You may even play with one. You may play with three of your best pass rushers, you know, in that situation. So, I can see Bud Dupree going inside and taking this kid Alex Highsmith out of Charlotte and playing him outside in some cases, where you get, you know, Hayward inside, you know, along with, you know, like I said, maybe a Bud Dupree, and put those guys on the outside. I mean, there's a lot of combinations you can have right now, because basically it's about getting after the quarterback in this business as frequently as you can.
Brian Baldinger, NFL Network. Can't wait. Saturdays it gets going, 8 o'clock, sitting around the house, watching it, breaking down some film, getting ready for football season. The first 5 episodes of Film Session going to air Saturdays at 8 o'clock, beginning June 6th. That's this Saturday coming up. Baldy, we thank you so very much. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Enjoy the show.
All righty.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks
appreciate
a bunch. And that is, I love, you know, like those kind of shows, Chris. I find myself, I start down the road, I'm like, oh, okay, I'll put it on. Then it was like that old Merrill Hodge Edge show. You remember that?
Yes, with Jaws.
Yeah, and it would be 2 hours later, and I'd still be watching like the next episode. I'm just fascinated by the kind of the science of what goes into it. It's not just a football play. The harmonious right. nature of how everyone's operating by design, you know, and just how orchestrated it needs to be to make things work.
When it's presented well, I could sit there and watch some of those X's and O's shows like you for just hours and just watch the breakdown of it all.
Right, and just what you got to do to make it all work, especially on the defensive end, really, because you're reactionary a lot of times. So you just right place, right time, and to kind of pick your spots and make sure you're in the right place at the right time. I love watching those shows. I really do.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.